the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Well, glad you're here. The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your Y-O-U-R body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and again, thanks for listening today. Bridget's here today, and thank you for checking in with us here today. Join Dr. Mike for a comment or question on the phone, 877-711-5211, udocs@gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S @gmail.com. iHeartRadio Talk, we're in that family. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special news and updates station that you can customize. Customize your music, customize your information on iHeartRadio. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. You can go to the web. When you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We want to welcome WELW Radio, 1330 in Cleveland, Ohio, to become part of the You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show family. So welcome in, Cleveland, Ohio, at 1330 WELW. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Want to thank our Cleveland listeners, right? Checking in every week. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely a great thing.
So let's talk about more of the top medical stories. But Dr. Gary Ginsberg today, in this hour, 20 minutes after the hour, there's something in the bread that Subway uses for their footlongs that shouldn't be there, so they're taking it out. So he'll cover that. Plus, Dr. Ginsberg talks about the underground arteries in New York City that are clogged with something that isn't good either. Also, pesticide testing.
And even more important than that, the toxicity of going to a religious organization. That is, what's in the water or what's on the seat, or when you do certain procedures, what are you likely to get?
So for me, it's called a reason not to go to church this weekend. So I'm going to tell my wife, I'm going to say, honey, I'm not going to unknowingly rub fecal matter on my face when we go to church this weekend, okay? So I just rather just stay home and meditate on my own. But, you know, a lot of contact, personal contact. If you're of the Catholic faith, a lot of shaking hands, a lot of drinking out of the same cup. There's, there's a certain part in the service where you offer the sign of faith, and people all exchange a handshake, which I stopped doing years ago. I kind of try to turn the other way. I'm always sitting behind the guy who just puts a goober in his hand. He sneezes.
Ew,
you know, he sneezes, and he's got the big goober in his hand. Then he turns around and offers my hand in a handshake. I say, no, thank you. So
the worst is when you can hear them coughing the entire service, and you just are dreading the point that you have to either ignore them or shake their hand.
See, that's another thing. Why go to church when you're sick? You know, why go to worship service, any kind of denomination? Why do you go when you're sick?
Well, maybe you're praying to get well.
Well, you can do that at home. You know, I don't have anything to do with a handshake. I don't have anything to do with drinking the wine out of the cup. I mean, all they do is they take a cloth and they wipe where you put your lips. You know, that can't be too clean, you know what I mean?
Absolutely not clean.
You know, and some of these I had a priest on my show here in Syracuse about a month ago while we were in this height of the cold and flu season, and some of the parishes are eliminating some of these things while the cold and flu season is going on, but I don't think there's any need for it at any time, but they do it. But there's, and he's also, the priest I talked to said he's also recommend, you know, stay home when you're sick. You don't need to be there if you have the flu, you're coughing and, you know, spitting goobers in your hand and then turning around and offering somebody the sign of peace. But anyway, that'll be with Dr.
Amen.
Ginsburg. 20 minutes after the hour with with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Food labels labeled natural may not be. Really? What's going on?
Well, I actually think we should have Bridget take this one. Bridget, you want to take this one?
Okay, sure. This is one of my favorite stories, especially because studies show that 77% of consumers trust that when they buy natural food products, that the food actually is natural. But the problem is that the FDA does not have any kind of formal definition for the word natural when it appears on packaged foods, meaning that food companies have a lot of room for misleading claims. And so recently, there's been a few lawsuits to companies. Trader Joe's that recently settled out of court. I read an article on for some of their natural claims. But one of the latest ones is with Kraft and their claims that they've made with their Crystal Light powdered drink mixes. And these mixes contain artificial sweeteners and colors. They have a texturizer that's called maltodextrin, and then also a synthetic preservative. And so the organization that I'm interning for actually was mentioned in this article because they, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, and they notified Kraft earlier this year saying that they were going to sue them if they kept the word natural on these products. And because the products say that they're natural lemonade and natural lemon iced tea. And Kraft is saying that there's nothing wrong with the products, that they're labeled accurately. And TSPI is saying that it doesn't appear that they are. And so generally, food companies, they'll either remove the claim and settle out of court, which avoids a lot of additional costs. But some attorneys feel that there's no need for the FDA to make a definition for the word natural, while others, like the FBI, feel that it's important for that all of this comes down to the FDA not providing clear enough guidelines for the word natural in order to avoid consumer confusion, which I think should be done because so many of my friends, even I see, buy natural products and they're like, oh, look at this product that I found that's so healthy and it's all natural. But really, that doesn't mean much.
Well, what about terms like low fat and diet and those kind of things? Those can be misleading too, I would think.
I think so too. Low fat is a little different because there's actual, it has to to meet a certain percentage of fat in order to be labeled as low fat. But the misleading thing with low fat products is that a lot of times consumers perceive them to also be low in calorie. But usually the calorie content is the exact same, and you're just getting a little less fat with more added sugar. So a product like peanut butter, it might be labeled as low fat. And it's because they've removed the fat and added sugar, which is a lower calorie per gram. And then it still has the same number of calories with just more added sugar and a little bit lower fat. And then people think that that's healthier, when really the full fat option with just peanuts and maybe sea salt is a much healthier option.
Didn't Kraft this week do something to their cheese slices? They took out an ingredient. Did you hear about that? They're all full fat cheese slices, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they took out a preservative.
That.
Preservative, yeah.
Yes, it was a preservative that wasn't the healthiest one, but obviously that's why the full fat cheese slices from Kraft can live in your refrigerator for about 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? If you'd like to jump on the line, 877-711-5211. If you'd like to email a question or a comment, doesn't have to necessarily be for Dr. G. It could be for Dr. Mike, could be for Bridget, could be for our guests. It's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. But in the meantime, we'll talk about pesticide testing, something in the bread at Subway that's going to be changed. And underground arteries in New York City are clogged with something that isn't good either. So that'll be coming up right after the break with Dr. G. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.